Welcome to installment 252 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains one prohibition. Prohibition number 265. Lei sachmeid, not to envy or lust your neighbor's belongings. This specifically means to do an act to try to acquire this object. This commandment is the last of the Ten Commandments, and is found in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 17, which states, Lo sachmeid beis reyecha, do not envy your neighbor's house. And the verse thereafter refers to other things which also belong to your neighbor, which one is also forbidden to envy and desire. What exactly is the prohibition here? The Rambam quotes the Mechilta, which asks, is this a prohibition against even mentioning a desire for one's neighbor's belongings? And the Mechilta answers no. One does not transgress this prohibition until one actually carries out this desire and purchases or otherwise obtains these possessions. And the Mechilta learns it from a similar verse in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 25, which states, Leisach meit kesev v'zov aleihem, do not desire this gold and silver which is on them, v'lakach d'loch, and then you should take it. There we see, in proximity to the word sachmeit, we see that one transgresses only after taking the object. So too over here, in our prohibition, one officially transgresses only after taking it, meaning that after a person is aroused with an envy and desire for this object, he later on carries out this desire into action and convinces the owner to sell it. And upon that, even if he should give money for the object, and even if he should overcompensate, give a great deal of money for the object, he nevertheless is transgressing the prohibition of Lei Sachmeid. He has coveted and been envious of his neighbor's belongings, and even though he has purchased them legally, nevertheless he has transgressed, since he had to convince the person and put pressure on the person to sell, and the owner had no original desire to sell the object. We will see in tomorrow's commandment, Leisisave, the commandment 266, that there is a prohibition even on the desire itself. There is a progression here of prohibitions, all of them involved with leading up to the sin of theft. First, one desires the object which belongs to the neighbor, and then he will carry out this desire into action and try to buy it. If he cannot buy it, the person is not willing to part with it, even for money, then he will come to steal it. And each one is a separate prohibition. Simply for the desire itself, one is transgressing Lo Tisave, as we will discuss in Prohibition 266. Through carrying out this desire into action and purchasing the property or object, one is also transgressing today's prohibition, Lo Sachmeid. Should he be unable to obtain it through legal means, he will then come to steal it, and then transgress a third prohibition, the prohibition of theft. It is for this reason that the Chinuch mentions that non-Jews are also prohibited in these two areas of Lei Sachmeid and Lei Tisave. In other words, a non-Jew as well as a Jew is not only prohibited from stealing, but even from obtaining an object through putting pressure on the owner to sell, and even from the mere desire, meaning the feeling in the heart, to obtain this object. That since it is all part of the prohibition against theft, and the non-Jews, as one of their seven commandments, are forbidden from stealing, the Chinuch tells us that this prohibition includes all things which would lead up to stealing as well, and therefore non-Jews are also prohibited to be envious, even with just a feeling of the heart. The Talmud in Tractate Sota explains that a person should never try to obtain this which does not belong to him, and states that if someone does attempt to do that, not only will they not achieve their desire, but they will achieve the opposite, that they will even lose this which they now own. and it brings the example of the Nachash, the serpent, who desired to marry Chava. Not only did he not achieve his desire to marry Chava, but in addition he even lost his status as head of the animal kingdom, and was brought to a very low level, having to crawl around on the ground. And so too, any person who desires something which has been given, which Hashem has given to someone else, not only he will not achieve it, but he will even lose this which he has been given. We could possibly explain this in light of Chassidic philosophy, that every person has chelko ba'elam, a certain portion of the world which they are required to purify, that is, to elevate and reveal the holiness and the purpose of the creation of this particular object. Which things what does one individual have to deal with? Those things which God has given to him. And a second individual must purify those objects which have been given to him. Therefore, there is no use for us to envy another's belongings. They are his belongings which God has given to him, because he needs, for whatever the requirements are of his soul and of these objects, he is required to purify those objects. They are part of his chelok ba'elam, his portion of the world. The things which you yourself own, they are the part of your portion of the world, and you must purify them. However, should you desire someone else's portion of the world, then you will not attain your goal. Since his soul is supposed to purify them and not yours, then Hashem could not possibly give them to you. He has given them to those to that particular person in order that he should purify them. Even more so, you could end up losing the things which you have, because God has given you your possessions in order that you should purify them. If one neglects his role and his task in purifying his own belongings, instead looking to someone else's, then he could come to lose his. God will take them away, since he is not fulfilling their proper function. Fulfillment of this command is also the key to joy, to simcha. As the phrase goes, Sameach bechelke, a person is happy with his lot, with his portion. The reason is that if a person is not satisfied with their own portion, with this which God has given them, he will desire other things, and will never be able to satisfy this desire. He will always be depressed, since he never has what he needs, or at least he perceives he needs. The Talmud tells us that a person, even when they die, never achieves even half of their desires. And the reason is that human nature is that Misha Yeshli Mona Rotzo Mosayim, someone who has $100 desires 200. And human nature is that once he gets that 200, he desires 400. Therefore, the person is continually unhappy, since they have never achieved even half of their goal. On the other hand, if a person is satisfied with this that Hashem has given them, he is always happy, he is besimcha. As it explains in the Chassidus, that a person who is humble, an anav, looks at everything which is given to him as a gift from Hashem, not as if he deserves it. If he deserves it, then the person does not look at this as a cause for joy. God gave him something he anyway deserved. However, a person who thinks that he deserves nothing will look at every single thing which Hashem gives him as a new gift, as a cause for joy. As the story goes, that the Magid of Mezritch sent a person to Reb Zush of Anipolia to learn how to be Sameach Pechelkai, how to be joyous, even under trials and tribulations. The person visited Reb Zush and saw him in a terrible state of poverty. And after witnessing the joy with which he withstood these trials, he asked Reb Zusha, "How is it you are able to be Sameach Bechelkei? How can you take all of these difficulties and trials with such joy?" And Reb Zusha answered him, "I'm sorry, I can't help you. You must have been sent to the wrong person. I have no difficulties. I have no trials. Look at all the wonderful things that God has given me." The person who came only saw the abject poverty and the sickness and the lack of clothing and housing in Zusha's house. But Reb Zusha himself saw this that he had as a gift from God, and it in itself was a cause for joy. And he never felt to begin with any lack of joy, anything missing in his life, and did not even perceive the poverty as such. This was because he was someach b'chelkei, he was joyous with this which Hashem gave to him, and looked at it as a gift. And with such an attitude, a person will never come to leisachmed, will never desire this which is not his.